we live by the faith of the Son of God.
Faith ensures productivity. That means every time we mix faith with the Word of God, we are productive.
The Word is the gospel.
That means the gospel was designed for your faith. The gospel, the Word of God, is the raw material for faith. The factory for the fabrication of faith is your spirit. The machine, Malakaya. The equipment for fabricating the faith is meditation. You need to raise the level of your faith so you can raise the level of your productivity.
Hopefully next week, Tuesday. Because I'm not sure we can finish it. How have you been enjoying primitive apostolic practices? Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, being in Tuesday service is part of primitive apostolic practice. Come on, somebody. Am I in an active church? Is this church living? As we've been in church on Tuesday, is part of primitive apostolic practice. Amen. You remember practice number two. What is it, number two? Talk, shout it out for me now. What's practice number two? Protracted interface with the teachings of God's word. Thank you. Hallelujah. That means every opportunity to hear the word, you are there. Glory to God forevermore. So quickly, I just want to share some things with you about maximizing the second half of the year. Amen. Yeah? Did you hear that? Maximizing the second half of the year. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me just show you a few things, share a few thoughts with you, and we're on. Hallelujah. We break bread. We need to close the service later, 7:20, 7:15, 7:20. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you ready? How many of you are aware we are in the second half of the year already? 6 months has gone. How many of you are aware of that? In the consciousness, you know, the way you live is a reflection of your understanding, of the things you pay attention to, of your awareness, so to say. Hallelujah. You know, there's a particular test they do, neuro test they do in medicine, in the hospital. They talked about the person is conscious in time, place, and person. Praise God. In the same way, there are different levels of consciousness, even concerning destiny and the things of the spirit. So when I ask, are you aware when the second half of the year is a rhetoric, amen? But it's very important you answer it in your heart. Are you aware that 6 months has gone? And are you aware that hoping things will change is not good enough? Hope is not a strategy. Yes, sir. Did you hear me? Listen, time doesn't change anything. Rather, if time changes things, it changes it negatively. Praise God. Time alone doesn't bring positive change. It doesn't. So hoping that well, God told me this thing now is going to come to pass by itself is not enough. So we said hope is not a strategy. Time doesn't itself doesn't change things positively. It is the application of truth that changes things. That means if you are interested in real change, there must be an engagement of truth. As in its application now, there must be consistent application of truth for things to change. Did you get that? Very important. Okay, you must know what is God's expectation. Now we're dealing with the time block, just 6 months. Praise God. Of course, some of the things you talk about will overlap into next year, into many years to come, but I needed to pay attention. Okay, I need to pay attention. Pastor Peter made mention of something while he was taking prayer. He says that at a point, he asked how many of you were angry that the first half has gone already. Amen. Some hands were down. And I'm amazed. Glory to God. Or I was amazed, rather. You know what he's saying? Hunger and anger are required for change. How many of you have had 50% of your expectations for 2021 accomplished already? 50%. 50%. Not yet. I'm sure most people have not gotten 50% yet. But it doesn't mean it can't happen. And this is why we have life happening in rhythm and cycles. Do you understand? In rhythm and cycles, rather. In rhythm and cycles. So you have 24 hours has gone. Then there's a reset, another 24 hours. 7 days goes, another 7 days comes. So in 30 or 31 days, that's a month now, we'll go, then you have another. And that's an opportunity to reset, an opportunity to review things, an opportunity to evaluate things and make adjustments. Are we together? Praise God forevermore. So God deals with man in times and seasons on the earth. That is very important. And we must use it to our advantage. And by that I mean we must learn how to maximize. The Bible teaches that. It says redeeming the time for the days are evil. Redeeming the time. Buying back the time. Maximizing the time. That's what he's saying. So what we are doing is accurate. Preparing or reviewing time past so we can make adjustment for a time block in the future is scriptural and it's important. Are we together? But the fundamental understanding that has to power that are the things I said. That number one, hoping that things will change is not enough. And number two, the passage of time in itself doesn't change things. It is the application of truth, definite principles that causes change. You remember Newton's law of motion? I quoted it while I was praying. It says, all bodies remain at a state of uniform motion or a state of rest until external force acts on them. Praise God. Provided they are not in a vacuum or something like that. Hallelujah. And it's a law of life. It's a truism spiritually. That things will remain fairly. You try it now. You have a garden close to your house, a piece of land close to your house. Just clear it. Make ridges. Don't plant anything. And assume that, look, because of the effort you put, or the little effort you put in clearing the place, something nice should come out. You know, 99% of the time, you know what to grow there? What is it called? Weeds. Glory to God. You can't take anything out of it. That is the design of life. That's the design of life. I know you had meaningful input from January till now, but you see, we need to get more specific. We need to sit down, review, re-strategize, readjust, and refocus for the second half of the year. And things can happen. Hallelujah. Who is this? Am I in the wrong church? Am I talking to the right people? Who is hungry to see things happen massively for the second half of the year? Hallelujah. Very important. Glory to God. Because of the law of sin and death operational naturally on the earth, everything gravitates towards the grave, towards corruption with the passage of time, except things that are brought under the dominion of the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8 verse 2, he said, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free, right, from the law of sin and death. Now in practice, there are things you deliberately do for time to produce for you. Are you still with me? Glory to God forevermore. So we have entered into the second half of the year. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 15 says, the labor of the foolish wearies every one of them. You remember? Why? Because they do not know how to go into the city. So the second half of this year should be seen like a city, and there's a way to enter into it. If you don't know it, your labor will weary you. Do you understand? Your labor will weary you. It's like closing your eyes and opening and say, Happy New Year. Welcome to 2022. Amen. Hallelujah. So what can you do for the remaining 6 months? It's actually less than 6 months already. As you sleep and wake up, it's reducing. Praise God. Today is already 5th. 6th. You see that? So it's 6 months minus 6 days. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you must see the second half of this year as a city you enter into. And you have to know how to enter into the city. And that is true for every time block. How to enter into the city. So that you are not wearied by your labor. Are we together? Largely speaking, everybody on the earth who is average and poor engages in one activity or the other. Am I saying the truth? So engagement in activities is not the cure for greatness. It's not enough. It's not enough. Yeah, it says they are laboring, but the labor wearies them. Why? They do not know the how. That talks about wisdom. That is projecting the excellency of wisdom. Because they do not know the how. The how. There's a way to approach time. There's a way to approach a month. There's a way to approach a week. There's a way to approach a day. There's a way to approach a year. There's a way to approach a quarter, a second half, first or second half of the year. There's a way to approach it. Beginning from the day, like I said. There's a way to approach your day. There's such a thing as maximizing a day. There's such a thing as maximizing a week. Have you ever felt a day where your time, where you felt wasted, where you felt you didn't do much? Everybody has had that one time or the other. Why were you, especially if you're a visionary, why were you dissatisfied? Why were you angry? Because the day was wasted. What happened? Chances are you did not enter into that day the way you were to enter into it. You had activities, but it didn't amount to much. Sometimes you go home angry. The same thing with the week. There's a way to enter into a week and maximize it. There's a way to enter into a month and maximize it. Oh yes, there's a way. In time management, we talk about having a to-do list every day. In fact, those who have studied great people and successful people all over the world will tell you that. Hallelujah. That every great person, every impactful person, everyone who is at the top, at least the top 5 to 10% in their industry, there's something they do every day. And part of it is that scheduling their day, not having a to-do list. Can you see? I'll just give you an example of how to maximize a day. That means if time is not apportioned, it will be stolen. You can write it down. And people will steal it. There are enough people in your space to steal your time if you don't allocate it. There are enough, you have enough people on earth and in your space to steal your time if it's not allocated. Somebody can meander into your office and just say, oh, I just came to greet you. And the greeting will last for 1 hour if your time is not apportioned. But see, the more you study great people, the more you will notice their discipline and their priority as far as allocating time is concerned. Are you here? Anybody, I just care. I just have one free time. I just came to say hi. Except something is dumb, we know where they are headed. They'll be poor or average. But average people are the best of the poor and the worst of the rich. Kai. Did you get that? They are just decorated. Unsuccessful people. Are you blessed already? So there's a way to maximize the second half of the year in your career, in business, academics, family life, or whatever vision God has placed in your heart. Now, here's the first thing to do. You can write it, number one, evaluate your 2021 journey so far. Evaluate your 2021 journey so far. That's the first thing to do. Evaluate your 2021 journey so far. Every time you come for service, you should write. It's very important. At worst, you should type on your phone, even though I don't like that. Better your iPad or your tablet. Amen. Where you don't have a line that people can call in, or you put it on flight mode. You must document. Why? Writing is an activity of the inner man. Are you here? Writing is spiritual. People who really write don't go so far as far as shaping their generation and influencing their generation or their industry is concerned. You can quote me anyway. You have to write. It's in the Bible. Is it the things you have heard? Write in a book. That's God talking to John. The Lord Jesus talking to John. And the prophets talks about it. Write the vision, make it plain. Now they may wrong that readeth it. Those who are personal development experts agree to the same thing. They attest to the reality of scripture that you should write. Praise God. So what's the first thing I say we should write? Evaluate your 2021 journey so far. Listen, anything that is flying has a tendency to go off course. And your journey through a year is like flight. You log in where you're going. These are the things I want to do. But you see, this is what the pilots do in the cockpit. Are we together? Anything that flies has the tendency of veering off course. And this is why evaluation is very important. Weekly evaluation, monthly evaluation, quarterly evaluation, first half evaluation is very important because you're on a journey. You are flying, so to say, figuratively. So if there's no evaluation, you may not land where you want to go. Listen, if you knew anything about the laws of aerodynamics and the whole aerodynamics thing, you see, veering off in small degrees. I mean, somebody gave a measurement using American flights. I don't know. I've not checked statistics for Nigeria. That is, when you go just 2%, 2 degrees, sorry, 2 degrees maybe west, of course, where you will land depends on the distance, will amaze you. It will be thousands of miles away from the destination you had in mind. You can go and Google it. That means if you are flying to Lagos, there's a course. Are we together? We call it instrument flying. There's a course. There's a way you have to fly. There is a path. There's a degree. Latitude, longitude, you know those things. And you are supposed to fly at a particular degree. North or south or west, you understand? Now, if you're veering off and you don't bring the aircraft, that's what they do. So as it's veering off, they are bringing it back. Oh, glory to God. And this is what we're here to do. You are evaluating. No, I've gone 2 degrees here. I've gone 5 degrees here. Come back. This is what we had in mind at the beginning of the year. Are you guys here? So if the guy doesn't bring the aircraft back to course, he may land in Onitsha. Amen. That's even close. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is that serious? So you can imagine London child coming out, you think you're in Lagos. Somebody is waiting for you. Onitsha is almost 9 to 10 hours, at least 9 hours, 8 to 9 hours away from Lagos by road. Are we together? That's long. That's really long. That's at least, with Nigerian road, that's at least 2,000 kilometers. Are you here? I'm just estimating. So it's very important. You evaluate your journey so far. How many of you had visions and goals at the beginning of the year? Let me see your hand. You had visions and goals. So you evaluate them. You had expectations. You evaluate them. There's a way you have lived so far from January till now. You evaluate it. There are things that have happened for you already. Happened to you and through you already from January till date or till 30th of June. What do you do? You evaluate it for two or three reasons. Number one is to give thanks. That's the first thing. You evaluate it to give thanks. What I'm sharing with you is important too. It will affect how the second half of the year goes. Will go. So you evaluate to give thanks. Believe it or not, you have something to be grateful for. And that is the beginning of preparing for the next phase of the year. What are you grateful for? Where is your 5 loaves and 2 fish? Or what is your 5 loaves and 2 fish? What are you grateful for? Evaluation will help you see what you are grateful for. That sitting down to review the first half of the year will highlight to you the things that the Lord has done, the things that you're able to accomplish, the movement of the Spirit in your space, the message of God that He has demonstrated towards you, His loving kindness, His marvelous kindness. Oh, the psalmist says, oh Yahweh, you are my soul's celebration. How could I ever forget the miracles of kindness you've done for me? But see, when you sit down, why is it saying that man has the tendency to forget? Remember the way the King James puts it, the King James, who can quote King James for me? That's Psalm 103. It says, forget not, thank you. Yes, forget not all His benefits. Forget not all His benefits. That means your soul has a tendency to forget. But when you sit down and evaluate, when you sit down and review, things pop up. It becomes top of the mind. You cannot, oh, Father, thank you. At least this happened. Now, the embassy released a new song. How can I forget something? We have the tendency to forget. How many of you have heard the song, right? He says, sometimes you are focused on the things that have not happened and we forget the things that He has done. We forget His faithfulness. How many of you have heard the song? Hallelujah. Praise God. I know go forget to Why you love me so? Praise God. So man, your soul have the tendency to forget. That's the first thing. That's the first thing. Because listen, what's going to happen in the second half of the year is connected to the things that have happened in the first half of the year. Whatever you're expecting to happen, or whatever you're expecting to work out in the second half of the year, is related to something you already have in your hand. It's related to something you have learned. Even if something didn't happen the way you wanted, there's something you learned in the first half. Be grateful for it. That knowledge will likely position you for the second half of the year. So be grateful. After this service, everybody should have a list of Thanksgiving. Media Thanksgiving is 18th of this month. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's not just coming to dance and dropping your offering. No, we have to be intelligent about it. We have to be deliberate about it. You review the first half of the year. You now remember, I almost had an accident that day. I was driving. This happened. Father, thank you. How could I forget the miracle of your kindness that you have done for me? Yahweh, you are my soul celebration. That's the first thing. You don't say, well, like Philip, what is this among so many? You don't say that. Rather, you leave the 5 loaves and 2 fish like Jesus and say, Father, I thank you because this is enough. This is enough. And with that, he fed 5,000 men, excluding the women and the children. That was part of the secret for multiplication. And that is consistent with scriptures. Jeremiah 30 says, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Thanksgiving. That's what Jesus did. But if you are not thoughtful, you may not be thankful. Are you here? If you are not thoughtful, you may not be thankful. But you are here sitting down in this service. You have a reason to be grateful for the first half of the year. Evaluate. Search out reason. The psalmist listed it. He said, forget not his benefit. Who heals all thy diseases. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities. Who rescued your soul from destruction. Glory to God. Tippity say, he has kissed our heart with his goodness. Kissed our heart with his forgiveness. Kissed our heart with his mercy. Are you here? How could we forget? How could we forget? At least there's a 5 loaves and 2 fish. How could we forget? You will rejoice with that 5 loaves and 2 fish. Is it the revelation of God's word that came to you this year? My goodness. How could we forget? Glory to God forevermore. Very important. You know, one of the things you find out as a sin in the Bible is unthankfulness. Ungratefulness. When you read that, when he talked about giving them to reprobate mind, I believe that's 1 Corinthians, right? He called, they said they were ungrateful, unthankful. They did not retain God in their mind. He called them unthankful. Ungrateful. He gives them to reprobate mind. Reprobate mind. That means depraved mind. The things that are less than human. That's what they are doing. Amen. I just wanted to show you that ingratitude is wrong. Being unthankful is wrong. We are grateful. Hallelujah. I know it's part of our priestly practices. Thanksgiving and rejoicing is part of our priestly practices. A major part self, major part. And we say that's how we release power on the earth. The power is in priesthood. The authority is in kingship. So you are thankful. That's the first reason. You are thankful. You are grateful. Lord, see what you did in the first half of 2021. I am grateful. You to position you for multiplication in the second half of the year. Hallelujah. Praise God. Wow. And I'm gratefully out of time. Have you been blessed so far? Rise to your feet. Praise God. We'll continue next week, Tuesday. Oh, what a blessed time. Are we ready for the communion? I want you to thank the Lord for his body broken, for his blood poured out for us. You're watching online, get the communion elements ready. Just get your communion elements ready. His body, his blood. We do this as a sacrament handed to us. Can we have the communion minister? If you are sitting up here on your feet, can we pray for 1 minute before they come up, before they come to share the communion? Just let's pray for 1 minute. Ligaba, did you hear something tonight? What have you heard? At least you heard about Thanksgiving. Can you lift your hand and symbolically, like lifting your 5 loaves and 2 fish, just begin to think right where you are and say, Father, thank you. Yahweh, you are my soul celebration. I refuse to forget the miracle of kindness that you have done for me. I refuse to forget it. I refuse to forget it. How can I forget the miracle of your kindness? How could I forget the miracle of your kindness? In Cabredoski Stevrobadiles Kepana, Zondra Kiparose Stepone Sista, Angelinga Brunda Sustapora, Angelica Prunda Sustapora, Leco Bredicapo Sustapora, Manteliga Brunda Sustapora Bakaya, Lingabo, thank you, Lord. Thank you for preservation. Thank you for protection. Thank you for being gracious. Thank you for being merciful. Thank you for being kind. Thank you, Mariko Sabaya. Thank you, Legros Kibari Naskapataya. And Zondrektes Keshtapora Dila. And Zondrektis Keshtapora Dila Kaya. Mondra Kepetos Sishtaponda. Marianda Soshtapora Dila Kepa. And Julia Seprenda Kepatosa. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Master. Ooh. We remember your sacrifice and the power it brought. We remember your victory over sin, hell, and the grave. We remember your victory over Satan and the cohort of hell. And as we partake of this body tonight and of this blood tonight, Kele Barakota Siaka. Malia to sebedia kotelia bakaya, man tepura bakapaya. We are conscious of our victory. Oh, we are conscious of our victory in you. We are conscious of our common union with you. In the name of Jesus, our prayers can be answered because your body was broken and your blood was poured out. Tonight we stand in this blood. We stand eating your body and we declare we are victorious. We declare multiplied grace and quantum leaps. We declare that our prayers are answered. In the name of Jesus, we declare that we have all that we need. In the name of Jesus, we have all the monies that we need. We have all the people that we need. We have all the materials that we need to cover the earth with the gospel, to fulfill our vision and our goals for the year as individuals, as families, and as a ministry. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Hallelujah. Now, I want to take this reverently. You see, one of the things that can you look up at me, everyone? One of the things that guarantees results in this our kingdom as we interface with spiritual things is the force of expectation that is expressed in different ways. Are we together? That means expectation is not quiet. Expectation is not unnoticed. When people have expectations, you can see it. The Bible says Paul perceiving that he had faith to be healed. That means that crippled guy was trying to stand up. And Paul said, oh, this guy has reached the point of faith. Rise up and walk. Are you here? There's a lot. That's why you see, look at every ministry that is global. The people are not cocky. And do you understand? They are not cool, calm, collected. Is it that they believe in praise or believe in worship? Bosha, there's something about, you understand that, Sha? Sorry, it's Nigerian English, international community. It's anyways, that's what we say, Sha, right? Praise God. You are still cold. I'm talking about excitement. I'm even saying something funny. I'm saying something funny. You are not smiling. I'll keep interceding for you. Hallelujah. My point is, there's that we have to be a community of people that are easily excitable. Easily explosive. Do you understand? I'm highly inflammable. That's what they put on the field, right? Highly inflammable. Highly inflammable. It's a culture. It's a training, rather. Highly inflammable.
you are quick to respond. You are quick to throw your hands in the air. You are quick to say amen. You are quick to say I receive. You are quick to speak some lines of thought, of tongues. You are quick to give thanks. You are quick to rejoice. Amen. Now let it go beyond when I discuss it. Let it be your lifestyle. Every time you're in service, and then not look at your neighbor to see is he moving, because that's the problem sometimes. I'm looking, this guy is quiet. Hope I will not be the only one out. No, do your part. Glory to God. Praise God. Very important. This is how we maximally engage the things of the Spirit. He said, with joy, you draw from where the wells of salvation. There's an attitude. There's an attitude. So from when pastor is teaching, to when there's worship, to when prayer is being taken, bread is being broken, there's, you are highly inflammable. Are you with me? Father, we thank you. So a pastor or the preacher on the pulpit should not try to extract amen and glory and hands lifted and excitement from you. No. No. It doesn't matter if you're tired from the office. No. He says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go up to the house of the Lord. In this kingdom is value in, value out. That means when you come excited, you receive more. You receive more. My sons and daughters in the spirit are excited people. Can I get an amen? We're highly inflammable. Glory to God. And we don't need a guest minister to do that. Even if the child that's all preaching is our attitude, we're responding to the word. Because we know we draw the best with joy. With expectation expressed through those comments. I mean, I'm responding to the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, when prayers have been prayed, you don't need to be as they are declaring, your voice is loud, your hands are up. And that's another thing. When anybody is praying for your hands should be up. Praying from the pulpit, praying for you personally, or you are just passing and say, there's just someone say, can I pray for you? Your hands should be up. That's the sign that I raised you. This is how we maximize the things of the Spirit. So we don't wait just like tongues. Do you wait for the Holy Spirit to come upon you before you start speaking in tongues? At will. So don't wait for one particular anointing to come. Say, oh, glory. No. If the time, and you know when the time is right, as teaching is going on, as worship is going on, as confession is going on, as breaking of bread is going on, as prophetic utterance is going on, you draw with that expectation that has expression. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Truly, we have entered into the season of performance of your word for us. We are returning with mind-blowing testimonies. In this month of July, there are mind-blowing testimonies. There are strange orders of testimonies. Hey, strange orders of testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Lord, in this month of July, Legobala, the earth, you are moving the earth to help us. You are releasing an army of helpers to show us kindness. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You would take this and then you speak words. You declare this prophetic word. Just quickly, we'll sing in 3 to 4 minutes.
Precious Jesus, I thank you for your blood. Precious Jesus, I thank you for your body broken for me. Cause I remember all you've done for me. Your perfect sacrifice and victory. I remember all you've done for me. Oh my Lord, I worship you today. worship you today. Sing, I remember
all you've done for me.
Oh, your perfect sacrifice.
Thank you. Lord, we thank you. Can you go ahead and rejoice in 30 seconds? Glory! Woo! Glory! Glory! Woo! Glory! Hallelujah. Amen. Well, just in case you don't know yet, shouting and rejoicing is not youthful exuberant. No, it's a spirit.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.